Gangrene Season 8, Episode 14. Welcome to the show, boys.
Welcome. No Antoine Waka Bakuzi?
Nope. Throwing a curveball.
No. Oh,
throwing
man.
A curveball.
Wow.
My brain is a little fuzzy.
What a difference 14 episodes make.
Yeah,
huh?
Brain's a little fuzzy.
Well, after the Friday's game.
Friday's game was good.
I don't even know. Was it?
I think.
Was it good?
It's a good question.
That's a good question. I guess we'll have to check videotape about it.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
I saw some pitches. Looked good.
It was fun.
You can find our pitches on the Instagram account.
They lost by slightly less than 20.
Did they? Because I think we won.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't really remember.
We won as a show?
We won as a show. The team lost as a team.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. Good time. iTunes, guys.
Yes.
Still, iTunes.
Big time.
Listen to our podcast on iTunes and rate us and all that sort of
get
stuff.
Get that diva status.
Hit us up on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
Perhaps from that Friday night from
Friday
the Bulls
night.
Game.
I pieced together the night because
by
of Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. Yeah. Gangrene TV, at Gangrene TV.
I was surprised I was able to use the Instagram.
You can
on
also
Friday.
Call us, and that would have been a fun night to call us.
That we should have just called us on Friday night.
Yeah.
That would have been a crazy
508-731-GGTV. Danny Ainge, double Antoine's.
Double Antoine's. Antoine's return.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So Friday was a good time.
It was very good.
We had our...
we're here, though. We're back in action.
We made it back. We did the show.
We had some bonding on Friday, and it was
Nick
good.
Had to wake us up, but yeah. We did it. We got through it.
Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, a little bonding action.
It was good.
You know, all the guys. The three of us. Nick came with us. Our friend George.
Yep.
Yes, I missed the section 328. Adam.
That's right.
Adam came along with us that night.
Yeah.
Former co-host of the show. So nobody got hurt, I don't think.
We're all alive.
I haven't spoke to Adam since Friday, so I mean, we might have lost him, but I mean, you know, we did good. But so let's catch up on this. What's going on?
Tayshaun Prince,
yeah,
who we swore up and down a week ago today would be bought out, played minutes.
Everything you read, everything you saw was Tayshaun Prince is gone.
Not only did he play, he played a lot of minutes. Stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're running out of people, so.
So you just got to play everybody you can, right?
You know.
Does he just
all hands on deck.
19, 20 minutes?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah,
so
just about.
What was that about? He just didn't like the number that they offered him?
I mean, that's really the only explanation you can think of is they said, we'll buy you out for this, and he said, I just want to make the whole thing. And
yeah.
You can't really blame him for that.
Right.
And in his defense, like, this is what I was thinking about. I was like, well, okay, so you're riding through the country on charter planes and getting a per diem. He's a free agent at the end of the year, so how bad is it really going to be? Just, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is, like, you're right. Celtics probably offered him a round number. He said, no, let's make all 7.4. I'll work. I'll get to play basketball, do something that I love, something I've been doing since I was little.
And
what the hell? Who cares? I'm on a crap team. Big deal. I don't care. I was on the Pistons for a while.
If they really get desperate, they'll give him what he needs.
Right. You know? If the Celtics really are just like, oh.
But, of course, it seems like Brad Stevens likes him because he played like.
Of course he does.
You know, right out of the gate.
Well, he's got to like people that know what they're doing.
Right.
It's a rare thing in that locker room, it seems like.
What, there's two. How many veterans on that team right now? Two? Two
I'm
hardcore
sorry, I don't
veterans?
Know. Is it that the players don't know what they're doing, or does Brad Stevens just, he can't make up his mind on who he wants to play?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. He doesn't have a ton of options either.
I think.
He's got 14 of them.
I think Brad Stevens is doing the taste test. I think he's just going to the ice cream parlor and taking many spoons and just trying them all.
Well, think about it from the Celtics' perspective. If you have this guy and he doesn't want a buyout, then
you have to do something with him.
Try playing him and see if someone will
give you a
non-existent second-round pick or something.
You already got $10 million sitting at the end of the bench. Do you want $17 million at the end of the bench? You know, combined two?
Would have been a great defensive tandem in 2008.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you – hey.
That's week number two of that joke.
I know.
Yeah.
It'll go on until it's no longer funny.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening anytime soon.
It's not going
to
happen, so it's all right.
We're going to find Ben Wallace somewhere.
I would love that.
That would be fun.
So,
he's the center.
So,
Afro Ben Wallace?
Oh, old school. Yeah. Yeah.
But Austin Rivers is gone.
Yeah. So, we keep Prince.
As predicted,
we get rid of,
gone.
Yeah. So, that was a good prediction. Mm. Would you want to play for your father?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
I wouldn't. I'd be – you're kind of going both ways here.
Not only do I don't want to work with him.
Right. Well, I don't think I can
– let alone him be my boss.
Legally, I don't think I can actually work with my dad. We're like oil and water. It's just not that cool.
It's just so fascinating because Doc's the GM too.
Well, I was just going
to – So it's like right. It just seems – you can just picture this echo chamber where Doc's, like, sitting in a room being like, should we get Austin? And then he, like, looks over at a mirror and, like, the GM, Doc Rivers, is like, yeah, why not? There's, like, no one that's, like, trying to, like, check his balances right. or anything like that. Right. Just, like, no one to say, like, hey, maybe not a great idea. He's just, like,
do
like
you think,
oh, yeah.
Do you think that offer kind of came across his desk and he was like, wait, who do they want? Austin Rivers. Isn't that guy? Oh, wait a minute. I know this kid. I don't know. He's not that good. you think Doc has said a couple of times, he's just not that good.
Well, Doc's his last hope.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just wanted to ask you this real quick, is that you complain about Danny Ainge a lot.
Yeah.
Would you rather Doc Rivers as your GM?
I don't know.
Okay, you're done. You're cut off.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean... I don't know.
We're going to get back into this someday.
Someday we'll get right back.
When we have more, when the segment's not ending, we're going to get back into this. We're going to have a whole segment of Danny versus Doc.
That's a good segment. Because we'll keep
what the hell else are we going to do?
I know. Well, it would be like a Mortal Kombat thing. We'll get points of Danny and Doc.
Finish him.
Oh, man.
And with that, we're gonna finish this segment.
All right.
And we're going to come back with a second segment of looking forward to this West Coast trip. So
kind of looking forward to it on a different way of looking forward to it.
We'll be right back.
I'm looking forward to losses.
Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
And we're back. And with the West Coast trip in swing, we thought it'd be a good idea to look at who we're playing next and kind of who we're looking forward to watching. So the next game the Celtics have is Thursday night in Portland. Mm-hmm. Very hot team. So, Dave, are you looking forward to watching anyone on the Trailblazers this year?
Well, we talked about one of those you would look for the player that would best suit the Celtics, but nowadays you're just kind of looking at the best players. So, yeah, I mean, Damian Lillard, LaMarcus Aldridge, I mean, even maybe Chris Kaman? No, that's not true.
Well, LaMarcus is one of those names that keeps on coming up
right,
that people really,
right.
really
but
want.
One of them is hurt. Oh, no. Robin Lopez is hurt.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, Lillard's hot, man. That kid's hot fire right now.
Yeah, Damian Lillard's a full-on star.
Yeah.
You know, he's definitely an all-star, and he's really fun to watch, it seems like.
I mean, this is it. This is what you do if you're a Celtics fan now. This is what we did Friday with the Bulls. We went there for Derrick Rose. I mean,
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. So you just watch teams to see the other guys. So,
and I feel like the West Coast is just more fascinating and better basketball. 100%.
Every team is above 500 almost. You know,
right? Well, because Oklahoma is on the outside looking in, and the Celtics are also, but they're like three spots away from a playoff.
I mean,
you know,
yeah, like San Antonio is number four in their division, but yet they're way above 600.
Anyways,
so
and they're just getting Kawhi Leonard back,
right?
Oh yeah, man,
right.
So the next game after that, Denver.
I don't know much about Denver this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think.
What about JJ Hickson?
I do know that.
It just
Denver,
reminds me of that Delonte West thing when they were in Cleveland together. Better have my donuts.
Denver's just a nice city. I can say that. I would like to go to that game.
You can get high for free.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you just climb a mountain. What are you talking about?
Elevation.
Elevation, yeah. Man.
Ty Lawson, I think, is leading the league in assists.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to see. Kenneth Faried is a really interesting player because he doesn't really score a lot, but he really adds a lot defensively. He rebounds a ton. He's a really fun player to watch.
What about Wilson Chandler? Maybe he got his teeth fixed. Remember when they got knocked out?
Yeah.
Who knocked those out? Was it Paul Pierce?
don't think it was.
No, that was Danny Granger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah. After that, we have the number one team in the West, I believe, Golden State Warriors.
Golden State. There is a lot of players on this team that I would not mind seeing. Bogut, just to see, because I always remember that elbow thing and how gross it was. Mm. And of course, Curry and David Lee and Iguodala. So I didn't screw that one up.
The numbers, like the defensive numbers with Andrew Bogut on the court this year, are pretty phenomenal. Like haven't been done before. You know, so keeping him healthy is kind of a priority for them. So hoping to see him play.
And Curry is like the best player in the league right now, isn't he?
Just about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can always go to see Barbosa. He was a former Celtic. Yeah.
Another player on Golden State that I really liked because he's not a high draft pick, but he does a lot and he adds a lot is Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
A senior out of Michigan State, no one really gave a chance to be much of a pro, but he's an awesome, awesome player.
Yeah.
Does a little bit of everything, has really, you know, little deficiencies and, you know, definitely a player that I'll be watching.
I like these West Coast trips because you get to see people you don't see all the time.
Right.
The West is so good. They're on a little bit later, so when I get out of work, I can still go home and watch them.
Right.
Yeah.
Not too late, though. I can't stay up that late anymore.
Yeah, I like the late games for some reason. All my chores are done.
All my chores are done, and I get 5 minutes of TV.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take those 5 minutes and watch a game.
Yeah.
Last game before our next show is the Utah game.
And this is the one I really wanted to get at because you had a Christmas gift that you wanted on this team.
I did. I wanted Rudy Gobert really bad. And it
wanted
seems
or still want?
Still want. But it seems like the more they play him, the more you kind of realize how good he is.
Yeah.
I think there was a window there where
you seemed depressed like that he's good. Yeah.
Well, there was a window there where I think like you could dream on like, well, maybe they don't know he's good yet.
Maybe no one's noticing this.
But it seems like this year he's like doing some of the same things. Like he gets a ton of rebounds, he blocks shots, and now he's like getting assists too. Like he just kind of like, just now I think he's averaging like
he's just
four
that
all
around player that everyone's gonna pick up.
But Danny
hard.
Ainge has a lot of first round picks and second round picks to offer.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're Utah, I don't know how you let like him go and don't send like Enes Kanter off instead or
Jared
know.
Sullinger and 4 second-round picks and 2 first-rounds.
I mean, a big man that's as talented as Rudy Gobert seems like is worth a lot more than Jared Sullinger and a pick, I think. So if you can get him for that,
Avery Bradley.
Talking negative value now.
Kelly Olynyk.
We'll just give him the roster. Like, here, pick a couple guys and pick a couple draft picks.
Yeah, we'll give you 2 draft picks in 2018 and then pick one. Pick one guy.
Dave, you want to see anyone on Utah?
I don't know.
John Stockton?
John Stockton, the mailman. Yeah. I go with the mailman. No, he went to the Lakers. I don't know. Utah's been kind of off my radar for a while. I mean, ever since Big Al left.
I think Gordon Hayward is kind of a player that is really good that people don't see a lot.
I mean, Derek Favors is still there, so.
Yeah, he's still so young, too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's still a lot of talent there. It's just young.
Yeah.
Any predictions for this week? Loss.
I'm going to go 1-3.
Yeah.
I'm saying we're going to win the Utah game.
Next week, when we're back together in 1 week, is there anything – do you see any storylines popping up? Is it still just Brad Stevens doesn't know who he's playing?
Breaking news, Brad Stevens will not come out of his office.
Okay.
He's tired of losing. And or –
developed a fear of flying.
Yeah.
Staying out west.
Yeah. like that dude from a couple of drafts ago.
Oh, yeah, the guy from that was on the Rockets.
Yeah, he played for the Rockets. That would drive
something white.
Yeah. He just that develops the fear of flying, or he has a fear of losing now. So he just doesn't want to play because if you don't play, you can't win or lose.
Yeah.
So either that or Danny Ainge sells every pick for ice cream.
Oh, I love ice cream.
That's great.
Such a fleeting moment, though, because then you're like, we eat all the ice cream and now we have no more picks.
Now I feel bloated. Wick Guzbeck sells the team to.
All right, we're flying off the handle here.
The Russians, right. I don't know. It's the Cold War.
We should get going.
Yeah, we're going. So that's we're looking forward to. I like the West Coast trips.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. We'll talk about it again next week, and we are coming back with a really fun segment that we just made up.
We just made up on the fly.
And we'll explain it to you on the other side.
Oh, we're going to flip this one.
Yeah.
Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past seven seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
We're back, and here's what we're going to do.
All right.
I'm going to elect Dave and Stats captains of a schoolyard basketball team.
Nice.
And we're going to go through the Celtics roster, because that's whatever. Even when we went to the game on Friday, the door security guys are like, oh, you need the roster. It's the most important thing these days.
That's true. We had no idea who's on the team.
So we're going to go through, and you guys, I'm going to flip a coin.
All right.
And it's already predetermined who's heads and tails.
Right.
Dave's heads.
Yes.
Stats is tails.
Right.
Whoever wins this toss gets the first pick.
All right.
And then you're going to snake it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, and then we're going to they're just going to pick the team, and let's see what poor bastards picked last in the schoolyard.
I think I have an idea.
All right, here we go. Heads.
Heads.
Nice
all
catch.
Right. Yeah. That was a good catch.
Want to redo that?
Yeah, let's redo it.
No, go
I don't
ahead,
even think you flipped it. I think you just threw it on the ground.
It'll come up heads again anyway.
Go ahead.
Right?
Try it out. Now that's tails, so now you got to do it one more time. All right, this is for all the marbles.
All the marbles. Ready?
All right,
go.
Ready? Now you flip. All right, what is it?
Heads.
Heads, okay. All right, so my first pick of the 2015 Gangrene Draft is going to Marcus Smart.
All right, that was fairly predictable, I wasn't quite sure.
I mean, is he not the best player on this team right now?
I'm not sure, actually, but I think he might have the most promise. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Tyler Zeller.
Nice.
And I'm going to also take Jay Crowder.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
He just picked my two favorite players on this team.
I can already tell you that I probably lost this one. So,
okay. Get the next two.
All right. So my next two, I'm going to go with Sullinger and Marcus Thornton. Okay.
Woof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take Kelly Olynyk.
Oh. Oh, nobody saw that one.
And I'm also going to take Phil Pressey.
Damn it. All right.
It's already getting thin, huh? Jeez.
James Young.
That's not bad.
And... Tayshaun Prince.
All right.
I had to go way down my board to to get him. Okay, so I'm going to take Avery Bradley.
Yeah.
And Brandon Bass.
Okay.
I'm surprised he slipped that much, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right, so so what do we got left? What pick are we in now? We got, three more?
Yes. So
three more.
You pick two and then...
So I pick two. So I'm going to go with Wallace and Evan Turner.
Well, leaves me with the monster, Shavlik Randolph.
Who you were going to pick anyways.
No, he was absolutely last on my list, so...
He fell right in there.
Yep.
So tally it up, Kurt. What do you think?
Do you know what this exercise made me realize?
That the whole team sucks?
Yeah, because I was supposed to pick a better team, and I'm looking at these players, and we joke week after week lately about we could be better by getting better players.
Yeah.
This exercise, like going name by name and looking at a roster.
Both these teams would lose to each
terrible.
Other.
Terrible.
Well, they would both lose to each other.
The this Celtics are not good.
No.
No.
No, but I think I won.
I liked the James Young. I can't believe.
I'm actually surprised, Stats, that you didn't pick up James Young.
Well, he doesn't like him.
I don't like James Young.
But
no,
I can't. The biggest
well, I'm
surprise,
actually surprised you picked up
The biggest surprise to
Kelly.
Me, because I'm biased, is that Olynyk went before James Young, because I don't like Olynyk.
Right.
For I don't know why. Well, we've discussed this before.
Right.
Well, my reasoning for putting him, he was at the top of my, like, second tier And the reason I put him there is I feel like that whole group of guys for me and my second tier was guys who I don't want on the team, but I think I could get something for.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's
so
a
I
good
put
way
Kelly
to
there
it.
For, you know, I think he can score points. I think someone will give me something more useful for him.
Yeah.
Just to dive in a little bit, I don't know if Dave had first and second tiers because I wouldn't have either.
Right.
So can we dive into how you broke it down? Because that's what everyone wants to know.
Yeah,
so
well, that's true.
The first four picks that we had, those were the four that I think have the most promise. It's Zeller, Crowder, Sellinger, and Smart.
Yeah.
And then
– I mean, I had my front
so
list.
So were those on your top four too?
Yeah, so those are okay. So those are exactly the four guys that I was like, these are the first four picks.
Yep.
Yeah.
No matter, you know,
yeah.
if I have
– No matter what.
I have three, and then Sellinger, I'm kind of – I'm waving back and forth this year.
Yeah, I mean.
But I guess if you have to pick four, he would make the cut. Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely the fourth.
Yeah.
But, you know, he showed that he can score points and that kind of thing. And
right.
I think if you look into it as like a, you know, just a value thing, he's on that list. You know, he adds some value to the team. He scores some points. He's a decent enough rebounder, you know, defensively has his struggles, but. Yeah, and then after that, I plumped it into guys like Olynyk, Brandon Bass, Avery Bradley, James Young, Marcus Thornton, Phil Pressey. That's a group of guys I think you could like get something for.
Yeah,
you know, and can be sort of useful. And then I have Evan Turner, Jared Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Shavlik Randolph, who I think are just kind of useless.
You think Evan Turner's career is over?
I don't think his career is over.
He's just going to be maybe a decent bench player for a crappy team anyway.
Yeah, I think the potential tag kind of sticks with guys.
Yeah.
Like Jeff Green still kind of has that potential tag because
right.
you think like, well, you know, he has really a good game against the Heat once in a while.
Right.
But yeah, I think the same thing's going to stick to Evan Turner. But I don't think he uses his possessions well. I don't think he really fits as a one guard or. I don't think he plays enough defense to be like a wing defender.
Yeah.
He doesn't score well enough.
You can make a really good career in this league or that league because I'm not in the league.
That league.
Just being a defender.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
There's not a lot of them.
You know?
Definitely.
You can also make a living taking a ton of shots from better players and making some of them.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you can do that.
That's true.
You do that, you can be J.R. Smith or Dion Waiters or any number of guys. Marcus Thornton, John Salmons, the list goes on and on.
You can make a good career just by being mediocre as long as you don't screw it up.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
I guess that goes for everything in life. Just don't screw it up. You know?
That was a fun little exercise.
That was good. We realized that the team completely sucks.
Yeah. So. So I don't know. I'm...
Call it a win, lose, a draw.
Yeah, I call it a draw.
Call it a lose, lose. I call draws loses.
Yeah, I do. My
yeah,
my,
I know it's lost.
My
but
one
I like
and
loses.
Two though are 1, 2, and 3 are Smart, Crowder.
Yeah.
And what's his name there?
Zeller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot my guy's name.
Yeah. I mean, those three right there is a good
championship right there.
Well, they're a good addition to a championship team.
Yeah.
They can come off of something.
You guys got anything else you want to get to this week or what?
No, not
maybe,
really.
Maybe drink some Pedialyte, continue to get over that.
Yeah, I need some
that.
Orange Gatorade and a greasy sandwich from something.
Well, this was a fun show.
It was
hungover
good.
Hungover or not.
It's all right.
It was fun.
You know?
I will see you next week, Stats.
Yes.
I will see you next week, Dave.
Yeah, I might be here.
All right.
All right. Well, I figured I'd switch it up a bit.
See if we can get
catch us on iTunes, Instagram.
508-731-GGTV.
Yeah, there we go.
If you don't know how to use the text machine, just give us a call.
And catch us on Twitter or whatever.
Twitter.
GangreneTV.com.
Red Zombie.
Exactly. We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching. Stay infected.